morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to The Carrie O'Connor Show. This is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I received through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and helping reclaim your divine heritage, and I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoded in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show. And you can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to be specific. You can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we open the phone lines right after the first break. We have some up-and-coming classes, free teleclass. Mark your calendars. That's free on Wednesday, May 23rd from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Even though it is free, you do have to still register for it. And this is where I'm going to be discussing the golden opportunities, change your relationship with money forever. And so I'm going to take the hour and really get into why we still have patterns with all the information available as far as how to understand the law of attraction and how people are still blocked and what's the biggest block. So we're going to get into that, and that is, again, May 23rd, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you're busy or if you're in a different time zone, understand that you are able to call back on this number and listen to the series. Then we start the series, and this is the third series of the of this 2012 Survival Guide, Tools for Transformation, the thing that I'm going to be doing out throughout the year of 2012. And this is where the title of this is Abundance, Our Divine Birthright, our next evolutionary step. And we're going to be doing a series of three classes on Tuesdays. So May 29th, Tuesday, June 15th, and Tuesday, June 12th, 8 to 9 p.m., we're going to cover all the different sides of money. So we're going to get into the different, we're going to clear our past, and this means even past life blocks that people carry. People have a lot of past life blocks, and then we're going to clear the collective blocks that we have. There's collective thought forms that money is the root of all evil, that we can't be spiritual and have money. A lot of people have that, so we'll clear that, and then we're going to anchor you into the now. So with the other class, this class on the 5th prepares you to not bend forward. A lot of times when people are trying to manifest something, their energy body starts bending forward, and it literally creates a, it's like a block, a window pane comes down, and you start getting off balance, and so then you don't manifest. And then the last class on the 12th, we're going to open you up. So every class has an attunement. It's only $33 for the whole series. It's really inexpensive. And again, if you're on a different time zone, everyone receives a free MP3 of the series, and so you could re-listen to it over and over and over again. So that is that. We're also going to be giving you a heads up. In June, I'm going to be starting what I call the original blueprint work, and this is where we're activating Illuminati's light bodies. And each class builds on building a new foundation. So we're going to have more information with that and coming up in June, but this is work that I've been I was given, my guides showed me a whole set of work on working in different parts of the energy field years ago, and I've been fine-tuning it for all the years, and now they said it was time to bring it out. So the first one, we start with the body temple, then we move on to the master grid, and then we finish with the fifth dimensional body. So there'll be more of that information. All of this is on the website, and I encourage you to check that out because you can find out about the free classes, the classes that are going on, the different things that we're offering. We are still doing the gold coin readings, which they are very popular, and that's where you don't have to sign up for an appointment. They're only $40, and this is where I go through your energy field, I read your blocks, and then we remove them, and then I give you attunements that are directly for your energy field. I give out a lot of free energy exercises, but these are not available they've come with the reading, and I encourage you to work with it because we literally clear you to have you be an open channel to create abundance in your life. And the more you work with the tools that you give, the more people are having amazing results, absolutely amazing results. We're working on a whole testimonial page where people have gotten promotions when their business said they're topped out, they're not doing any promotions for years. The person was the only person promoted in the company, or people had early inheritances. A lot of stories. So those are the Gold Queen readings. And throughout the month of May, for our readings, for the, either in person or on the phone, there's $25 off. So just say that you heard that on the KKNW, and that you are asking for the hour off for the hour, $25 off for the hour readings. And a lot of stuff coming up. So it's really exciting. I'm really glad to be witnessing a lot of the energy shifts. And I was speaking many times on different radio shows, and on this show that I've really noticed a major shift. It's been about a month now. Wednesday will be a month where I just looked at this whole energy pattern I've been watching since last June. It seemed like it landed, and it really has accelerated things. And so people are really feeling this energy. And so we want to remember how to work with it instead of the more we resist it, the more we can feel a lot of people are feeling an extra tension, or I say that there's like an urgency, emergency kind of energy going around the whole world right now. And so how can we learn to work with this energy and not resist it and have it work for you or with you is what it is. And so this really allows us to get to deep-seated blocks. It allows us to clear out karma. It really allows us to step into an empowered place, be the angels having the human experience instead of having the experience where every once in a while you get a glimpse of your divinity. This is where you want to see, feel, sense that divinity deep within inside your physical vessel and radiating that energy throughout your whole energy field. And as you do that, it empowers you and it absolutely changes your life. It allows you to step beyond the veil that keeps us bound in emotion and mental programs, or people refer it to as the Matrix, after the big Matrix movie, which was a great movie. If you didn't see it, I highly recommend you to see it. It really talks, addresses how we could just get caught into the human doingness is what I call it. And we are here to be the human beings, to come here and have a physical experience and be really grounded and to touch, smell, taste, to have those experiences, but also remember our true nature. We're part of that divine creator energy. And the more we expand it, the more we radiate that energy out, the more everything in your life changes. So there's a lot of help you could say right now for each and every single one of us. All you have to do is be aware of it. And it does take practice. A lot of times people ask about my intuitive abilities, let's say, and they said, how did you, you know, become so intuitive? And I've seen spirit since I was little. I've seen energy patterns since I was young, but I don't think it's something for chosen people. I believe that this is our evolutionary step, that everyone's intuitive. We just forget that connection. So the more you work with it, the more you clean your energy field, because it comes down to that everything is energy. And when you look at everything as energy, and that includes money, that includes everything around us is energy. And so we want to pull that good energy into us and work with it and radiate it out and ground it into our body. And the more we do that, the more your outside circumstances absolutely change. Your core gives you the directions to the universal energy. With every thought, word, and deed, you're directing your life force. So this is, we're going to learn how to direct it with more concise energy, clearer information or directions, you can say. And the cleaner and clearer you are, the more your whole life is a witness to that. So it's never too late for anybody. And that's what's the beautiful thing about this new energy that's coming down. It really accelerates all of our paths. It really is a beautiful thing to witness. I'm watching major people do major, major changes in their life. And it's wonderful to witness. It feels like I'm back in labor and delivery, and I'm helping people like a midwife deliver. It's like they go through a next phase of their life and they feel different. They look younger. They look lighter because they're getting in touch with that divinity. They're owning it. They're not afraid to shine that light, their own divine aspect out throughout their whole physical body. And it absolutely is beautiful to witness. So I encourage you to see, feel yourself as an energy being. And then it's when I say to people that as far as a daily practice, just as we bathe ourselves daily, we take showers and we do our teeth and all that, we want to also address our energy body. Because if we don't, it gets clogged up. And when it gets clogged up, it absolutely causes disease. Everything starts out in the energy field that's in around us. It's all through us. And our physical body is made of denser energy. So the more you clear out those energetic tubes that are all around us and go through us, the meridians, the more you have that balance in your life. And so there's plenty of techniques out there. And if you're new to this show, I do offer free energy exercises that you absolutely can ask for. All you have to do is email union@1111@yahoo.com, ask for the free energy exercises, and my assistant Wendy will get them right out to you. And then the key is to use them. A lot of people have been emailing me lately and confessing that they haven't used them for years and that they appreciate my perseverance of encouraging them to work with them. And then they started doing it, and they started just making, I always say use post-its and put post-its all around where you see a lot of where your daily activities are. So it's just a reminder reminder to tap into the energy part of yourself. And they said they finally started doing it, and they noticed a shift in the first day, and never mind 5 days down the road or a month down the road. They're absolutely different people. They're seeing life differently. They're engaging with life differently. And so that's each and every single one of us can step up to that next step. It's literally our next step of our evolutionary process. People have been talking about this year in particular, the year 2012, and here we're the middle of May in 2012, and it's time for all of us to, again, take that next step individually and collectively, because we're all doing it whether we like it or not. And as I said many times, we could go kicking or screaming or with grace and ease. And I recommend grace and ease whenever you can, because kicking and screaming is just a harder way. And so we're going to be going to our first break, and we're going to be open up those phone lines after that so you could call in. And I'm going to give you the number again. That's 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And we're open up those phone lines. Talk to you in a few.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and we are going to those phone lines. So now is the time to call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of those phone lines, why don't we go there?
All right, we'd like to do that. Let's take Kim. She's calling in from Hannon, Louisiana, and she has a relationship question for you. So, Kim, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show.
Yeah, hi. Good afternoon, Carrie.
Good afternoon, Kim. How you doing?
Hang it in. I have a cold that's settled in my throat, so I'm not sure you're going to be able to understand every single word. But okay,
I'll
so the
try.
Question. Yeah. Okay, so you know who I am. The question I was thinking maybe would kind of be a relationship question. Carrie, I can see myself settled in a relationship. I can see myself waiting for this to end for years. I can see myself living in this holding pattern. I can see myself waiting. I can see myself settled in a relationship after this whole thing is over. I can't see my way. I don't understand why I can't seem to see my way through it. So I was thinking maybe you could, if you could pick up anything on relationship, then that might.
What I'm noticing, Kim, is that especially you're saying key words there, that you could see yourself in it and you could see yourself, you know, the just there and all of that kind of stuff. And then it gets really confusing when we can't see the road of how to get there. And especially for you, when I'm looking at you right now, the right side of your energy field is bending forward slightly. And when we do that, it literally creates, it looks like the energy goes against a window pane, or it looks like a pane. And the more we push against it, that window pane, we experience pain, P-A-I-N, or confusion or energetic static. And so think of, as far as relationship, especially for you to now to June. June seems like a really, looks like it's like a great big sun is coming in for you, and the sun is connected to our empowerment energy. It's connected to feeling that divine energy source, and it also brings in and it blows open any kind of blocks where it has to do with relationship in particular. Because there's a there's a block on your shoulder that looks like just think of it's from past relationships that you're working on clearing out over the next couple weeks. And this is not only this lifetime. This is just think of it's the collective of many lifetimes. Where the relationship issues just felt like off balance is what it was. The bottom line is, and so you're clearing out what I call ancient blocks, ancient artifacts out of the energy field. And as you do, it's going to open you up more. And then in June, I'm seeing you standing what looks like on top of the world, looks very small, and you look very big. And whenever I see that, it's like feeling like a sense of you're literally rotating out of a pattern that you're in right now and rotating into a new pattern that has much more flow to it. It has the divine complement in like blueprints to it. And so you'll feel much more better. And then you'll start connecting to divine complement relationships and even starting with friends that way, where people come in and they seem very balanced. They seem like you've known them for a long time. It's opening you up to that divine complement relationship. And also the key, Kim, is what I'm seeing is that we can see ourselves in a certain direction, but we also have to go through this. It's almost like a leap of faith where we have to open up ourselves energetically very wide, where I see many people, they look at one person and say, that's the person. That's absolutely the person. And what they're noticing is that a familiarity with the individual, and so they have a certain expectation. But when we are energetically wider, it's like leaving ourselves open for the trusting that the pattern, the person that's coming into our life, is going to be of the right, it literally looks like codes, the right combination for us to take our next step together, to grow, because relationships are the greatest place where we could evolve, and that's the only reason why we all came down here. So bottom line, the last 7 years in particular, you're clearing out a lot of the past. It looks like you're putting in what I call this miracle grow. It has this great, I'm really smelling this dirt that smells like it has a lot of nutrients in it. And I'm also seeing you working with earthworm medicine right now. So if it resonates with you, I'd absolutely look up earthworm medicine and get a picture of the earthworms and call them in, especially feel those energies right in your under your feet, because then I'm watching the earthworms turning into the double helix and going right up your spine and right out of your crown chakra and clearing out, again, any blocks where it has to do with relationship. And then it goes back to you entering in this period of feeling that sun means manifestation very quickly and feeling very noticing that your outside circumstances absolutely change and start reflecting more of the inside open heart direction. So, and what I'm also recognizing too is that there's a part where you're getting rid of what residual energies that surround the sacred heart, and the sacred heart is where we make those true heart connections, where when we all come down, we have to go through this journey where we make our connections from the conditional place where we've learned for thousands of years, and now we're getting to that place of opening ourselves up more. So
that's really beautiful. Thanks, Carrie. So the space, the block on my shoulder, was that the right shoulder or the left?
Yes, right shoulder. Right shoulder.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
And I have two things I have to tell you. So I took the dog for a walk just like an hour ago and I in the backyard, okay, and I saw a really small garden snake, and I thought that was really cool because, right, that's kind of related to earthworm medicine.
Absolutely.
And then I was listening to one of your, in the past month, I was listening to one of your telecourses on recording, and I think it was the one, moving forward or creating new pathways. Anyway, suddenly I felt like this, I kind of tranced out right away as soon as you started talking, and I felt this this divine mother energy, and before I knew it, I was being swallowed by a humongous snake, female snake, like boa snake.
Yeah,
it was really beautiful, and it was like right away, and I was like, wow, like I didn't realize I was that relaxed, kind of, I guess. But it was really powerful, really beautiful. Thank you so much, Carrie.
Kim, thanks for changing that, and for people that don't know, when somebody, a snake comes into your energy or comes into your life and it wants to swallow you, you want to let it swallow you because that means major transformation. So, Kim, thanks for confirming everything that I was seeing coming up for you in June, and that goes down to the earthworms, too, that the earthworms and snakes, I see them a lot together, and earthworms' major message is all about transformation, too. And so you're literally changing the ground that you work on, your grounding cords, to ground into the new energies that absolutely has the divine mother energy. I've been seeing it as this silver diamond energy, and I've been working with what I call the blue lady since I was like 3 years old. I saw this energy come in that I just called the blue lady, and now this newer, it's like an upgrade energy that has the divine feminine energy that is the divine mother, is the divine maiden, the divine the divine feminine aspect. So the more we all work with it, the more we feel that transformation in our life. So good for you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Keep up the good work, Kim. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks, Kim, for calling in. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. It is the day after Mother's Day, and so we have an open phone line, so feel free to give us a call. So, Carrie, that leaves it back to you, I guess, right before a couple of minutes before our break.
All right. As Kim was saying when she was listening to past archives, there's a lot of different places where I have the archives where you can listen to past shows, but also I've been doing a lot of free teleclasses that are still available for everybody. So all you have to do is go to the website. It has a title. It has a little blurb about the classes, and you could listen to those. Those are available, and a lot of them are free. I've been really guided throughout this year, not only to do the 2012 Survival Guide series, Tools for Transformation, but also spontaneously I'll be told to do a free telecast, and so and sometimes it's really quick, and it'll be a Friday afternoon that I'll get information about. My guides will say due on Tuesday, and so to get in touch with all that information, either being on the mailing list or checking out the website frequently will help you stay in that know, or you could always go back and listen to it over and over again, and also you could get an MP3 with the free teleclasses too. So all of that is readily available, and as Kim said, when she first started listening to it, she went just absolutely in the zone. And those, I do energetic attunements in those free teleclasses, and those attunements are aligning you with the energy, the new energies that are around and available again for everybody. And they're quite profound. And if you're sensitive to energy, you could just start zoning out even before I get to the attunement. And so that's the whole thing where we're learning how to relax and widen ourselves. We've really came in here for thousands of years. We've done the thing of looking up in the sky and looking for the mother, father, God, and looking outside of ourselves. And now this is really an inward journey to realize that all the answers are within. And we've heard all these things for thousands of years, but now it's a time for us to really be willing to look inside, to really drop part of our fear, be able to be empowered. Sometimes it means change, and a lot of times people know it's major change, and that's what they're afraid of. But when we're willing to look out and just make those changes in our life that are holding us back and holding us in a fear pattern, that's when people are doing the kicking and screaming kind of learning. So we want to do it with grace and ease, and face those changes that are keeping us blocked. Because what I absolutely know with every single cell of my body is the only reason why we all came down here on this earth plane is to continue to evolve, continue to wake up and to remember our divinity. And we can't evolve when we're staying stuck in dead-end relationships or jobs or just in duality. So it's a wonderful time to wake up to that and really start looking at life as if there's heaven on earth now, and that you have that connection, because we all do, and we're remembering what that connection is pure. It's never has been broken. You can't be separated from that creator source energy. You're part of creator source energy. So it's embodying the energy and being able to feel it, see it, sense it, and again, live like the angel having the human experience instead of feeling once in a while a surge of that love energy. So it's around for all of us. So we're going to be going to our break. And again, we are live today, and I know it's the day after Mother's Day, and a lot of people are running around, and it's a really nice out in a lot of different parts of the country, but we are here and available for you. Give us a call. You listen to Kara Khanna Show. Be back in a few.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Kerry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Kerry has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at KerryO'Connor.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Thank you.
welcome back to the Carol Connor Show, and we're with you to the top of the hour with the open phone line. So you could call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And Benny, speaking of phone lines, why don't we go to those?
Easy, easy there, Speedy. Slow down. Let's give it out a little slower. 800-930-2819. Come on there, Speedy. All right, let's bring on David. He's calling in from West Seattle, and he's seemed to have found a second form of meditation, a remedy that might help him out. But he wants to make sure that he's going to explain it to you, Carrie, that is this the proper move for him to move into the right direction with things going on in his life. So I'll have him describe it a little in detail. So, David, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up exactly?
Thanks, Benny. I've been getting a lot more visual information with this meditation. It's just been like another, like going up another layer or another step or whatever like that.
Mm-hmm.
But so I just want maybe generally what you're saying energetically and or if you see something in particular, can go that way too.
Okay. All right, David, what I'm seeing, it's not only about the new meditation, but you're doing what is a key thing. You're doing a routine. You're formulating the a lot of times people, they get excited about something and they do it for a day or two and then they stop. And the key is the discipline and to be able to take a meditation and to do it on a regular basis. And so in what I'm also noticing all within your energy field, it looks like on the right side, there's a whole, looks like this beautiful silvery diamond energy coming in. It's doing a counterclockwise spin. So it's really opened up the left side of your energy field, the receiving side, the feminine side, and it's balancing out the right side. So you're really doing this, really a lot of opening up the heart work. And when I look into your heart chakra, it's opening up with the thymus area, and that's, to me, it's like an extra part of the heart chakra, which that's what we're going back to, is that heart space, the sacred heart space, which of course will open up our intuition. So all of that is really good. But so you're, part of this is the new meditation, but it's also being able to work with the new energies. And people are I've seen people that never meditated before, and they're starting it even a couple weeks ago, and they're getting the results of people that have been doing it for years. Just think of, they energetically clear like a pathway. So anybody that's jumping on, that's why it's never too late. They have the benefits, so they're going to get more visuals and more results than people that even did it 6 months ago, never mind 5 years ago. So this is a great path for you. And I keep on seeing, like you're standing in this shower of threes. When I see that symbol, that means to me open up of communication of all kinds. You might think about journaling a lot, because when we start getting a lot of visuals, we're going to think we're going to remember them, and we don't, because there's a level of teaching here. I see it setting up a foundation that's really opening you up, especially from now to August. It's a really huge, beautiful period right now. It looks like your heart chakra is going between a lotus flower and a rose, this pink lotus flower opening up, and every single petal is strengthening your whole core energy field, and that, of course, opens up the vision. Very good.
Thank you so much, Kara.
You're welcome.
Just thinking of journaling this new information, and
perfect.
Now I'll make sure to do it. Thanks.
Right, and trust yourself, because you're going to be guided to, like, kind of change some things around and just really get into trusting yourself, backing yourself up, and, journaling will help you do that, because you're increasing communication of all kinds, okay?
Okay, great.
You're very good.
Thanks.
You have a great day.
Thanks, Carrie. You have a great day.
Bye-bye, hon.
Cool. Thanks, David. Leaves another line open here at the Carrie O'Connor Show, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll take Blaze. She's calling in from Seattle, and it's her birthday today, so we want to wish her a happy birthday. And also, she had a question about, is she going to be staying in Seattle for very much longer or moving on? So, Blaze, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's up?
Hi there. Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy birthday, Blaze.
Thank you.
So what is your asking about, if you're staying in Seattle?
Yeah. I'm going through a divorce right now, and I'm having to move out of my house. I've lived in for 16 years.
Mm.
I'm wondering where to go.
Okay. All right. You're already starting to bend and start to imagine you're standing outside the front of your door of where you're living right now, and you're starting to bend, which looks down to me south. And so you're energetically already starting to move. So if you had a direction or had a place to go, what would you put? What's the first thing that's come into your head?
I've had so many things in my head. First,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
you said it was south, I just thought, you know, further south than the north end of Seattle where I've been living.
Okay. That would make sense. And were you? Did you have old roots there? Because there's a feeling of going home or old stamping ground, but that also is pay attention, especially over the next 2 days, next 2 weeks, into the next 2 months, of checking out different areas and feel it out. To literally, different places feel more like home to us. Other places we don't feel quite at home, because you're entering into, you're in a shower of twos, and twos are all about manifesting in this physical 3D world. And this is, it's like your, it looks like your angel wings, or like imagine a butterfly getting out of a cocoon, and you're doing more expanding than you have for years. And so when somebody's going through this process, part of the confusion is, where do I land? Where do I land? But think of as the next 2 days, next 2 weeks in particular, you'll know exactly where you're going to land. And it's not like a right or wrong place. There's a when we can follow this mantra, what feels light for us is right for us. And especially your energy body is already starting to bend. You're already starting, you could think about your higher self, your divine self, the angel part of us is already direct. You. So then just start paying attention to the communication. Start paying attention to the synchronistic things that start coming up, and all of a sudden you're being directed. And I see that there's a real place for you to do real major expansion. So part of it's getting out of the static. When does your divorce go through?
We signed the papers last Friday,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to be moved out by July 1st.
Okay. And sign the papers as in it's done and final? Or starting papers. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's why your body's doing so much of this expansion and really feeling like you're getting out of a period that had some restrictions and it was like a holding pattern. So, and when somebody's doing that, they can really feel, again, sometimes you can feel you're up in the air, but this is where I'm watching you step into a place where it looks like you're stepping in this nest, and this nest has a, imagine a bird going into this golden nest, and that gold is going to bring golden opportunities for you, a space of stability, a place of feeling like that you have arrived to this next step in your evolutionary process, and it feels very home to you is what I keep on getting, meaning people feel very familiar. You can make very quick connections, very deep, deep connections with individuals in the whole town, and feeling like you've found your next step to be home for a bit. And I'm also seeing within the next 2 years, you could stay in some place and then all of a sudden move over, which looks like across town, and that could be involving a relationship. So the biggest thing for you, especially right now, over the next 2 weeks in particular, Blaze, is, and it's perfect that it's your birthday today, because you're stepping into this place of really clearing out and getting, imagine a great big comb going through your energetic hair, getting out the last residual snarls that had to do with the relationship in particular, and you're clearing those out, and you're allowing the energies of the relationship to clear through your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual body. And as you do it, you're going to feel whiter, and that's going to really have you feel like you're home right now, meaning being comfortable in your own body, comfortable in your own presence and company, and feeling complete and full, even if you could be, you know, in a different situation that you are. And then it's going to really help you as far as over the next couple of months in particular.
Awesome.
What are you doing for your birthday?
I don't have a plan. I'm just enjoying the sunshine.
Yeah, that's a start right there. That's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a grandmother coming in, maternal, and she's handing you this great big silver platter, and she opened in for it, and there's a, looks like a cupcake with this big, great big one candle underneath on it. And so she's emphasizing, you're the one, and she is giving you all this like cinnamon spice, and whenever I see that, it's like getting more sweetness into your life. And she's emphasizing this pink energy. It looks like pink frosting is coming in and around your heart, and that pink is all about forgiveness and unconditional love. And as you take it in and open it up, it really is going to ground you, because I'm looking at your root chakra. It looks like it's doing this pulsing, this birthing process. It's almost like contractions, and that root chakra is connected to landing, home, ground, where we live. And so you're clearing out, again, residual energies that had to do with your past marriage. And as this is opening up, it's going to really give you, again, which looks like that nest, so it's really good. So you have a lot of energy around you, people, relatives, and also your guides that you might be, again, enjoying the sunshine. But she wants you to make sure that you do something for yourself today. Do something nurturing. Do something, like, even if it's a bubble bath, or get some food to take out your order takeout of your favorite food and make a big deal about it. Eat it on China is what she's saying, because all of it's a message of entitlement and empowerment and stepping into this next phase of your life, and that you have a lot of support behind you, because she's emphasizing that when at times you could feel alone. So she wants to let you know, feel the support. Literally imagine the energies behind you and feel that pulse, especially like a hand on your middle of your back, and that pulsing energy is the energy that's going to allow you to open up that heart more and to create all new beginnings for yourself. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Blaze. You have a great, happy birthday and great rest of the day.
Yeah, thanks, Blaze, for calling in to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And it leaves another line open here, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. That's definitely a good way to start the birthday off with beautiful sunshine here in Seattle, which is, it was rare for a while. Now it's finally breaking through, Carrie. I think it's your presence for sure. Got to give props to that. That's for sure. Before our next break, let's start things off with, we'll probably finish up with Sharon too. We have a few extra minutes. So she's calling in. Sharon is calling in from Seattle. She had a question about her son, who's in a little bit of a tough place right now, a little bit of a funk. We want to see if we can help him out. So Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
How are you, Sharon?
I'm okay. It's my son who's having a hard time.
So what's going on?
Well, in the last couple of years, he's been quite ill. He lost his large intestine. He's lost his house, lost his job. He's now living with a family member, and he's not happy about it. And I feel really bad for him, but he doesn't really want me to help him, and I don't know what I can do to help him. Oh, and he is alcoholic, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'm seeing is that it looks like his third chakra, which is all about self-esteem, self-worth, through the subconscious, looks like it's very deflated, and that will affect eventually the intestines and connected to pancreas, intestine, kidneys. And the best thing, Sharon, you could do, especially if he's resisting any kind of help, is be an energetic example of strength and empowerment, and just even imagine your third chakra right underneath the heart shining like the sun, the S-U-N, and then imagine that energy going to your S-O-N, your sun. And not infringing, just like imagine, like I call it the high five, where you're just radiating that energy out, and he could take in as much as he wants to. But when people are refusing our help, there's really nothing we could do. But we, in the physical world, but in the energy world, we are all connected, and especially with our kids and our relatives, we have these energetic tubes that are really big, and a lot of times in toxic relationships are twisted. So when we're an example, again, of empowerment, of groundedness, of open-heartedness, they get that example, even if, again, they're resistant to it. So the best thing you could do is show that open heart. Again, radiate that sun through that center, because that whole center has to do with empowerment and being able to step beyond the unconscious, subconscious patterns, and it has to do with self-worth issues, and especially if you said he's having alcohol issues. It looks like it's almost fire water to him is what I'm seeing, a father coming in for him and really having him say that some people react like that, and some people have to, you'd think that he would have hit bottom, but there's like a place where one of his foot is ready to go up, his left side, and his right side is resistant. So, and the greatest thing for you to remember is with the energies that are around, it's, again, never too late for somebody to say, I've had it, and to really rotate out of that stuck pattern of lack, of scarcity, of just being in this holding pattern of looking at life through chaotic eyes is what it looks like. And so the more you, it's like shining a flashlight and just holding that light for him and knowing that he could any day open up and say, something's got to change. And then he realizes that it's him doing core changing and changing the way he's even, attitude of gratitude is what I just heard, really great from the father. So even being grateful that he's got a place to stay right now will change everything in his life. So be the example, that will be very helpful for him. Okay.
Okay. The third chakra, the energy, how do I project that to him?
Just if you go right in the third chakra and see the center of it, like it's like a ball, 360-degree ball, and see the ball, like imagine the sun starting out the size of a golf ball, then imagine it getting bigger and bigger and bigger throughout your whole center, and then literally see it going through your skin and see 360 degrees, rays of sun going out of your energy field and knowing that it's going right to his energy field. And that will be helpful for both of you, because when I just saw you do that, your shoulders are slightly forward and you're doing a little bit of a protection of your own heart, And as soon as I did the activation, I just showed you how to do the third chakra, your shoulders went back and you were able to even breathe better. So just go into the third chakra again, see it as a ball, 360 degrees, see it getting bigger and bigger and bigger, radiating through your physical skin, going out to the 3 feet around you in particular, and then imagine the rays going out right to his energy and 360 degrees all around you. And that will be a really powerful thing for both of you. It's because I just saw it hit him and his right eye just shut down. So he's taking the energy in, and just think if he shut his eyes in a reflective kind of period, and that right side is all how he wants to hold his male side of his energy and what he's up to right now. Okay?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, hon. All right, we're going to our break. You listen to The Kara Connor Show. Be back in a few.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
What would it feel like to let go of a painful story that causes suffering? Discover how love is greater and more powerful than fear, anger, doubt, worry, or grief. Superior to any story about your life that causes suffering, there is a story of love waiting for you. Can you imagine a story without judgment? A story of forgiveness? A story that releases I can't and proclaims I can. Imagine a story where you let go of what was and embrace what is and create what you want for the future. The first 25 audience members to contact Dana at danafrost.com and inquire about the Pay It Forward, Pay What You Can coaching promotion are invited to a one-hour power-packed coaching session or two 30-minute coaching sessions. You simply pay what you can afford to pay. In the subject line, please input Pay What You Can Coaching Inquiry.
Welcome back to the Kara Connor Show, and we're taking your calls to the top of the hour. And Benny, why don't we go to those calls?
Sounds good. We have Nikki. She's on her way up from Renton, I believe. She's in her car, and she had a career question. Sounds like she's on the fence with it. So let's get a little more detail from Nikki. Welcome to the show, Nikki.
Hello. Welcome. Thank you.
So what's up, Nikki?
I had just recently did a job change back in April, and I'm feeling like I'm just kind of on the fence about it. Like it's, I don't know if it is requiring more energy than I'm willing to give. I'm starting to feel this tear between my family and my children, and this requiring more than I'm mm-hmm. able to give, and I feel like I'm stuck if I...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you're stuck, if you stay?
If I feel like it's a position that needs a lot of hours, and yeah. I just don't know in my heart if I.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the field. I love the work as far as what it is, because it's natural medicine, but I feel this tug that I'm not going to be available for my kids. And
you know what, Nikki, when I'm looking at your energy field, it looks like what's forming, it looks like this great big heavy chain that has a cross. And so think of it, you've done many, many lifetimes of service, right? And so that's where you get pulled into it, but you can't do anything halfway. And so think of either going to the people and addressing either part-time and just saying straight out that you can't, at this time right now, and especially over the next couple of years, you're at service for the kids and that you want to give them roots, and I'm seeing them look like they're like sprouting, and so they have all these roots that there's no way that you're not feeling that, and so you don't want to be divided. And I'm seeing you as you go and say that to the individuals, they can appreciate your honesty first of all, and then try to work with you, even if it's like a per diem based or something along those lines. And so I would absolutely recommend you to discuss it, because I'm seeing that they might be willing to bend over backwards, because when you get a good employee and they have that energy that you bring there, you're willing to work with them. And so I'm seeing that they're willing to work with you. But when I start seeing those heavy chains, that means that you're feeling, again, sometimes we could feel imprisoned by even stuff that we love. And so that's a real listen to that, because we're not here to feel the weight of it, because it will eventually wear you down or have you feel drained or resentful with the job. So you're getting the intuitive messages now. So work with it, talk to them, and see if you can make out a deal. All right?
And that. I will do that. And with my kids, I'm feeling like they're going to need me more in the next year or two than they ever did. So
that's exactly what I'm saying, because it looks like they have all these white roots and they're looking for the ground to plant, and they're very, very sensitive. And with the energies that are coming in, the kids do need that extra example for us to be around and help them anchor in. So absolutely, I'm confirming what you're getting there.
Okay, excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Nikki. You have a great day.
Thank you very much, Nikki. Yeah, have a great afternoon. Enjoy the sunshine as well. And we'll take, Kira, I think, one more call before we wrap up the show for today. It's Kim from Federal Way. She conveniently had the carpet pulled out from under her lately, and she wants to know if it's going to be in the right direction from there on out. We'll see her details from here. So, Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning to both of you.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
Good, and you?
I'm doing very well. So what's going on? You had the carpet pulled out, huh?
I did. My spouse had informed me that he was no longer in love with me in a very abrupt fashion. And we were kind of going through this desert period. And I'm just, you know, I've really tried to focus as hard as I can, mostly on myself and the children. Plus it's hard. I'm getting mixed readings from him, and but I'm also at a point where
go ahead,
I'm trying, but I don't know if this is something that I should wait to see what happens or not.
You know, sometimes I always see the saying, reason, season, lifetime. Think of, we all meet each other for a reason. A lot of our relationships are very karmic, and so we're there for a season, meaning for a while, and then sometimes it's not meant to be a lifetime. But those could be really hard, especially when one person is rotating out of the relationship and the other person is still into it. And so, because when I'm looking at it, you guys are on two different pages. It looks like you're in elevator 4, he's in elevator 3, and it's like trying to get to the same elevator, and that's what you're feeling right now. It's literally on a different vibration. And so, and especially from now to July, I'm seeing in particular you stepping into the beginning of July and feeling like at peace with it. It's like your body goes through the shell shock thing, and it really builds up your lower three chakras in particular, gives you a stronger grounding thing. It's like a cushion is getting created underneath your feet. So when the rug got pulled out, you're getting yourself pulled up off and getting recalibrated and being able to look at it differently. And all of a sudden, it looks like you are able to look at a different the relationship, like as the observer. So it takes away the emotion, it takes away the pain, and then I'm seeing you having these like eye opening discoveries within the relationship, especially the last couple of months into the last couple of years, to be honest. So this is a freeing thing for both of you. So I would absolutely encourage you to continue to work on yourself, empower yourself. And as soon as you step back two steps, I see him taking notice that you're not in that same energy dynamic. And then all of a sudden he turns around and he starts looking to say, where is she? So it's interesting. I've seen that happen a lot where one partner just steps back and they said, okay, I'm ready to start a new way. And then all of a sudden they're saying, it's like a new person comes in. So there's an opportunity to set down a new relationship, or he could start coming around and start giving you the mixed messages again, but you're going to be able to say, this is not what I want anymore, because you don't want the up and down. So hang in there, and especially pay attention to seeing three or more sevens. If you're going out and you see a billboard that says, call Harry's Cab 777, it's a sign that your guides are around you and your angels, and I'm in particular seeing a very strong guide coming in for you that is encouraging you. She's giving you a pen. It's a real strong female, and she comes in with this very big, it looks like wings of armor, so it's like an armor, so you could have a feeling of protection as you're going through this time right now, and feeling supported, which is really important for you right now, and having the armor not be where sometimes when people have had these kind of experiences, then they build up an armor that blocks out future relationships. But this is an armor to remain flexible, energetically flexible, versus building up an armor where we lock in our stored pain is what we do. So that's really important for you to really take time to meditate, go out in nature, and really feel that interconnectedness will really help you accelerate the healing process. And that will, again, go down to your kids. Okay?
So are you saying that he's looking like he's going, and then I know anything can happen to change this, but that around July time frame that there may be...
Yes, absolutely. The more you are ready to go, the more he's going to say, where are you going?
Yep. Sounds about right. Yes, and unfortunately, Carrie, we have to wrap up the show today.
All right. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Kim. Thank you, everybody. And you're listening to The Carol Connor Show, and I'll be back next week live with taking your calls. May you align with the divine.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Internationally known, profound intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Integrative Dentistry provides a broad range of holistic dental services by using healthy materials, full body understanding, and quality care. Dr. Mitch Martyr focuses on natural dentistry by combining alternative treatments with conventional procedures. He has done extensive research and continuing studies in a broad range of allied fields, including TMJ and pain treatment, orthodontics, periodontology, mercury removal, toxicology, nutrition, herbal medicine, acupuncture, massage, craniosacral, and homeopathy. Call for an appointment or free consultation at 206-367-6453. That's 206-367-6453. And visit MitchMartyrDDS.com. That's MitchMartyrDDS.com.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.